Hi, my name is Sarah.
And this is Megha.
And we
are Technology. Today's date is September 1st. Happy September, everyone. So in true Technology fashion, Sarah, what tea are you drinking today?
Well, you know, as they say, when in doubt, chamomile it out. So chamomile tea it is.
I've decided to be a bit of a boomer today, so I'm drinking Earl Grey.
Okay, boomer.
This episode is about podcasting.
And the reason why we wanted to make this episode about podcasting was because so many of you guys reached out to us and asked, how can I start podcasting? And more importantly, where do I get started? So we wanted to make this episode for you guys.
In this episode, we'll explore podcasting technology. And we also have a really cool special guest, a fellow podcaster, actually. So stay tuned to hear more from her. But first, I think it would be really cool to start with an introduction to the podcasting industry itself. So when we started Technology, I didn't know a lot about podcasting and audio in general. But Sarah did, because Sarah is actually working with a lot of really cool sound, audio, and podcasting related startups at the moment.
Right. And so because I've been so heavily immersed in these fields, I've been able to do a lot of in-depth research. And so I just want to give you guys an overview of what the podcast industry looks like as of today. And it's kind of crazy because podcasting is one of those forms of media that is still maturing. It's still growing. So in 2019, according to Edison Research, more than 50% of Americans have listened to a podcast. So this just shows how many people are actually tuning into podcasts. And on top of that, today there are over 750,000 podcasts available on every subject, from comedy to entrepreneurship to horror stories, which is actually one of the biggest trends in the podcasting industry.
I think it's so interesting that horror has become one of the most widely listened to categories. I would never suspect that. But I guess when you don't have any like visual cues to go off of, things might actually be scarier. So that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And it kind of reminds me of this idea that the reason why I actually like podcasting so much is because it's less screen time and more me time. Like now you have all the feels that you're forced to just sit with and listen to.
Very true. I always tell my friends and even our listeners, you can listen to us or any other podcast literally anywhere. While you're on a run, you're in your bathtub relaxing on a Friday night. And I don't know, like even lying in bed, podcasts are just so great because it kind of, you feel like you're having a conversation with someone or you're listening in on someone else's conversation.
And that's why I actually think that these big companies are trying to get their hands more on podcasting and really trying to dominate and monopolize as much as possible. So back in 2019 or the early 2019, Spotify purchased Gimlet Media. So this was a $340 million purchase. And some research that I was looking into actually shows that this was sort of a three-pronged strategic approach to conquering the podcast market. The first one is how Anchor, which is a really popular, you know, editing and hosting platform for podcast, was actually part of Gimlet Media's purchase. So this will provide Spotify with a way to acquire and capture new podcasters.
And speaking of capturing new podcasters, Spotify has also been capturing new audiences. And their advertising has become really uniquely positioned as the dominant provider for the entire podcasting industry, actually. Just to take a look at how much podcasting ad revenue has been scaling over the past few years, just in 2019, there was $480 million spent in podcast ad revenue. And there is actually a projected $680 million revenue to be made this year. So I think that's pretty crazy. They're trying to attract new kinds of podcasters to their platform, but they're also trying to reach out to their audiences in a really unique way by acquiring Gimlet as well as Anchor and just increasing their reach.
By any chance, have you heard about Spotify's licensing deal with Joe Rogan?
I vaguely heard of that a while ago, but yeah, I would love to learn more.
Yeah, so Joe Rogan, super popular podcaster, who's really been one of the sort of celebrity podcasters to really define the industry, actually got an exclusive multi-year licensing deal with Spotify that's worth over $100 million just to exclusively record on Spotify.
Wow, that is a really big deal. And we saw that Spotify exclusively signed Michelle Obama on board on July 29th with the release of her Michelle Obama podcast. And this was actually an amazing marketing technique for Spotify because their talking about count on Facebook, which basically tracks the number of users who are talking about a specific topic, actually increased by 35% in 3 days after the initial announcement that she was going to be releasing a podcast exclusively on Spotify. And then it increased by 49% again after the podcast debuted.
Yeah, and I think that leads us to this, the third tenet to this approach of Gimlet Media and specifically Spotify's purchase of it. And it's that Gimlet Media has become this brand under which Spotify is able to launch exclusive products or podcasts. For example, the Reply All podcast or the Homecoming podcast, which are both really popular and are both under Gimlet Media. One of my favorite things about podcasting, though, and I really agree with something that Dan Ferris says, is that podcasting is so much more of an intimate experience than social media. And I think this actually explains a lot of the podcasting industry and why it's growing so much, because according to AdvertiseCast 2019 survey, on average, a 30-second podcast can get double the amount of impressions for half the cost compared to Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. So this really shows how podcasting is still continuing to grow and mature.
Wow, that's really amazing. And, you know, as podcasting is growing, the listener base just kind of continues to diversify. And there's now a lot of podcasts out there that are specifically for different niches. And I guess that kind of brings us to, you know, why Sarah and I started this podcast. We wanted to reach out to a particular demographic, which is, you know, young people, Gen Z, who are interested in tech and business and want to learn more, as well as working professionals in tech and business who want to get a perspective of this entire industry from a younger person's point of view. And that's kind of why we started this. We also realized that a lot of the conversations we were hearing surrounding these two podcast genres on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you guys listen to your podcasts, it just wasn't very laid back. And they were using very heavy jargon. The episodes would be an hour long or more. And Sarah and I wanted to provide something very different for this growing demographic of listeners.
And without further ado, we have Maddie Wang from the There's No Such Thing podcast to talk more about why she podcasts.
I had this conversation with another one of my friends, and I was just saying, like, wow, we live such different lives. Like, we're friends and we're really close, but, like, we all have these, like, crazy different lives, and there's no one that will live an exact same life, even someone in your own household. And I think that, like, plays a huge part into how people see things. So I wanted to hear different people's perspectives on how they see the world. At least for me, like, I was listening to a ton of podcasts, like, the start of quarantine, just because I really enjoyed hearing stories and, like, hearing what people are doing. And that was, like, a really nice outlet for me. And I think I wanted to provide that for other people as well. It's just been really beneficial for me. So even if it doesn't really blow up, I, like, have this outlet that's really nice for me.
So what you guys just heard was Maddie's take on why she podcasts. She uses podcasting as a way to be honest, vulnerable, and really just share different perspectives. And so with that, now Mega and I are going to share why we podcast.
For me, this podcast is all about learning and, you know, education and growth. Technology and business is an area that a lot of people feel intimidated by and want to learn more about. And sometimes there's also this really singular narrative and that's the only narrative you can find. So we're trying to break the mold when it comes to tech and business conversations, and we're really trying to just shift the entire conversation so that it's more inclusive, more accessible, and so younger voices are in the conversation as well.
On a personal level, what does podcasting mean to you?
That's a great question. I think podcasting for me means being able to speak with people and share my insights, as well as paraphrase other people's insights during a time where we're not really getting to do that. You know, I think Sarah and I used to have a lot of conversations in the past. We would joke around, and this was when things were still in person. We would joke around, we would say, hey, we should have recorded that podcast, or we should have recorded this conversation because it sounded so insightful, you know, just looking back on it. So I think we're just here to share everything we've learned and everything we're learning in this space. And we are also here to kind of give a platform to other people who want to share what they've learned and what they're learning.
Exactly, right? Like we saw that with our TikTok episode where we had such a great turnout. Everyone was super excited to take part in it. And I think I really agree with those sentiments because for me, every time we start to record an episode, it really is this huge learning opportunity. Like in a sense, I'm forced to learn and read dozens of articles about a topic that I otherwise wouldn't, you know, have learned about. For example, with our Microsoft and you know, the big congressional trials episode that we had not too long ago, I had to read and watch all those testimonials, which took a long time. But I'm needless to say, I'm so grateful to be able to have learned and address those gaps in my knowledge.
Definitely agreed. And even since releasing that episode, I've had so many insightful conversations over Zoom with people in other settings about the episodes that we've already released. And it's really cool how the stuff we talk about here can really be applied to our actual lives. And it kind of permeates through all of our existences. It's ubiquitous in that sense. But I kind of want to transition into talking about how you, our listeners, can find your purpose while podcasting. We get a lot of people, as Sarah mentioned earlier, saying, I'd like to start a podcast. And while that is amazing, we would really encourage you to find your why. Why is it that you want to be a podcaster? Why is it you want to talk about whatever it is you want to talk about? And I think that is extremely important because that drives your branding and it drives whatever audience you end up reaching out to the most.
Yeah, it's like the same thing I say with startups, right? Don't start a startup for the sake of starting a startup. It's that simple. And I love it because with podcasting, you really get this medium, a medium like no other, to really dive deeper into your interests.
Yeah, amen to that, honestly. Never start something just for the sake of starting it. Podcasting is a great medium to express your thoughts, but you want to make sure that you have something real to say and that you want to be genuine and whatever it is you're saying actually serves a real purpose to yourself as well as your audience.
All right, now that we've established why you should podcast and how you can look within yourself to see what you might be podcasting about, we're going to talk about how to podcast. And we broke this down to three simple steps for you guys to really break down and understand for yourself. So the first thing is about creating your branding and vision. What this means is that you should really be thinking about what do you want to be putting out there, what value are you providing, and how do you distinguish yourself from other podcasts.
The second part of this is actually transforming your branding and vision into tangible episodes and actions. A lot of people say they want to start certain things, whether that's startups or podcasts, but they get so bogged down in the details or the how that they forget the why. And you have to use the why to continue motivating yourself and just go out there and start.
Yeah, and so in order to transform your branding and your vision into tangible episodes, the first thing you need to do is really just get down the brainstorming part. So that's what we talked about with creating your branding and vision. This is where you're doing your research and you're really putting in the initial work. So once you're recording, which is the second part, you're really knowing what you're about to say. The next part that you're going to start using different technologies for is when you start editing and hosting as well as publishing. So for editing, some softwares that you can utilize are iMovie, which is a really popular one, as well as Adobe Premiere Pro and Final Cut Pro. For recording, you can use platforms such as Anchor, which is sort of this all-in-one hosting platform, or Zoom, which is what we currently use since we're a two-person podcast. And for hosting, some popular ones include Anchor, Buzzsprout, and Podbean.
I think we should also take a quick listen to what Maddie had to say about the recording and hosting platforms that she uses.
So I record all my calls on Zoom. That's just kind of, I guess, where we all are now, right? And then I edit on an app called Audacity. It's just this free platform. It's a little finicky, but I guess that's like kind of what you get with a free software. It kind of just like shuts down in the middle of editing sometimes, which is really frustrating, but you know, we all deal with it. And I upload and distribute through Anchor. So three different apps. Yeah.
But what's the final step? Well, this is the step that I would consider to be one of the harder ones. This is actually marketing and publicizing your podcast and getting it out there to your audience. So remember how we talked about getting down to the why? This actually comes very handy in marketing, whether that's in startups or when it comes to podcasts or literally any product you will ever release. So I guess we're getting more into the business side of this tech in business podcast. But basically, you want to identify your niche within the audience. Who do you think this podcast will benefit the most? Or who do you think would actually want to listen to whatever it is you're talking about? And then you try to find marketing tactics that work for that specific audience. For example, if you're trying to reach out to 16-year-olds, then try to center your topic or even the social media platforms that you are using to engage with this audience around your audience itself. So maybe using a lot of flashing videos, animated features, and really cool sound bites on your Instagram profile would really reach this audience. But if you were trying to reach out to an older audience, maybe senior citizens, you might want to try using Facebook or maybe other platforms such as even phone banking their relatives to make sure they can hear about this platform and start listening to it.
And then one other thing I wanted to quickly address is that when people think of marketing, they think of something that feels very businessy, very almost snaky, and that's how a lot of people describe it. But I honestly think that at the core of marketing, it's about how do you provide value? It's going back to who is your audience, what do they want, and how can I provide it? Now that you know how to create your branding and your vision, how to transform that branding and vision into tangible episodes through technology and different apps that you can use, and lastly, how to market and publicize your podcast, we're going to end on this final note from Maddie about why she chose the name of her podcast.
We're never really going to achieve like these perfect worlds, but we can at least talk about it. So the idea is like there's no such thing as like a solution to whatever problem we're talking about that day. But the important part is we're having that conversation to continue progressing and moving towards whatever idea we think of as perfection. And I think one person described it on one of the conversations I had is like, it's kind of like an asymptote of a graph. So like, we have this goal to reach this like number or like idea, but we never really fully achieve it. So that's kind of where it came from.
The reason we chose technology is because we really like tech, we really like business, and we really like spilling tea. Our goal through this podcast is just to make a conversation about tech and business more accessible for all kinds of people. No matter who you are, whether you're a younger person just starting to get into the world of tech and business, or a much older professional, we should all be just able to take a cup of tea, lay down, and listen to this podcast with no inhibitions.
And with that, make sure to stay tuned for our next Technology Tuesday episode.
Bye.